From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump's blueprint for reforming America's immigration system is drawing fire from advocacy groups at both ends of the political spectrum. The president's plan would provide a 10 to 12-year path to citizenship for DACA-eligible immigrants and give preference to immigrants with skills needed in the U.S. economy. It would also end a visa lottery that gave people across the world a chance to come legally to the United States and would increase border security by erecting a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Rights groups are criticizing President Trump's decision to keep the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, open. Noor Zafar, with the Center for Constitutional Rights, has helped represent Guantanamo detainees in federal court. She called it a piece of his broader anti-Muslim Islamophobic rhetoric that he's used to rile up his base. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrived in China Wednesday on a visit aimed at boosting economic ties with the Asian giant, the world's second-largest economy, ahead of her country's exit from the European Union next year. May began her three-day trip in the central industrial city of Wuhan before heading to Beijing for talks with the country's premier. She's accompanied by a large delegation of 50 British business leaders eager to expand their business in China. The Prime Minister will meet with President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Thursday before wrapping up her visit Friday in the financial hub Shanghai. She says she's eager to use her trip to lay the groundwork for a so-called golden era between England and Beijing. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees is sharply criticizing severe funding cuts by the United States. He warns the action could lead to rising instability in Palestinian territories and in the region. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNRWA Commissioner General Pierre Kirchenbühl says the agency is facing the worst financial crisis in its history because of a U.S. decision to dramatically reduce its financial contributions.
Last year, the United States provided $360 million to UNRWA, and this year they've announced $60 million. We spend $1.2 to $1.3 billion a year, so that's a significant share of the income that we need.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced the cuts to UNRWA's budget after the U.N. General Assembly overwhelmingly voted to condemn his decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Kirchenbühl tells VOA humanitarian funding should be related to the performance of an organization and not be linked with political considerations. He says the already explosive situation in Gaza will worsen if the funding shortfall remains and Palestinian needs go unmet. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
African leaders were very close to officially demanding that President Trump publicly apologize for reportedly crude remarks about the continent and immigration, but reports say they backed off. The African Union drafted its response to the president at a summit last week, but it decided not to release the draft. It pointed to a January 25th letter from Trump in which he pledged his deep respect for Africa and announced that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will make an extended visit to Africa in March. Trump reportedly called Africa, Haiti, and El Salvador S-hole countries during a White House meeting on immigration earlier this month. He denies using such crude language. And the FBI said Wednesday it has, quote, grave concerns about the accuracy of a classified memo written by Republican lawmakers that allegedly shows bias at the Justice Department against President Trump. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said it had a, quote, limited opportunity to review the four-page memo before the Republican majority on the House Intelligence Committee voted earlier this week to release it, pending a review by President Trump. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.